Hello, 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 everybody. What's up? How you doing? What's going on? I missed you guys so, so much. Today's episode, we are going to get right into it, y'all. I am like living in the year 2022, and I don't know about my single people out there, but I just want to talk, and I want to hear what you got to say about this too. Like, is it only me, or do other people feel, or are you going through the same thing? Can we talk about dating in 2022? I mean, I really want to say dating from 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about the current year, but it's crazy. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm never going to find the one. It's crazy to me how back in the day, it was just like, I guess it was a standard back in the day, you know, like, you know, you grow up, you get married, you have kids. And it's crazy because, like, that's the way that I can say I was raised. And maybe a lot of you were raised that way, too. But I see it in both our world, the female dating, and I see it also in the guy's world, you know, with the male dating. And I just want to, like, grasp and understand. Like, I feel at times I'm born in the wrong era. You know, chivalry is dead. And if there is, it's like, where is it? Let me find it. Let me scout for it. I just feel that now everything is like pressure. You know, at least like my parents. Awilda, when you gonna get married? Awilda, I wanna have grandkids. Awilda, Awilda. And I'm just like, what? You know, back in the day when I was 18, 19, 20, I used to be like, yeah, in my 30s, I'm gonna be married. I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be successful. I'm gonna have kids. Yeah, what happened? I don't know. So it's like, you know, you then start to think like, is it me? You know, am I too picky? What am I doing wrong? You know, it can't be that the guys that I'm dating, or, you know, it just can't be that everybody that I'm putting myself in a position is like not it for me. So it gets to me where, am I the only one that's going through this right now? But if you're nodding your head, like, definitely reach out and definitely be like, Awilda, you're right. Or no, Awilda, like, and give me some advice, because I'm here like, you know, I've been on these apps. Because I'm a talker. Like, not a lot of people like the dating apps. But honestly, I really like them. And I'm like, you know, I'm a social butterfly. I worked in places where I was always near people. And I used to think that when I worked in the States, because as you know, I live in Dominican Republic. But when I worked in the States, I used to say, I'm going to walk through a hallway, or I'm going to walk through a street, and I'm going to find the love of my life. Yeah, well, that was a no. And it's just like, let me try these dating apps. I have done Hinge. I've done Bumble. I've done Match.com. And of course, I've done Tinder. Now, let me say something about Tinder, though. Like, a lot of people want to be like, oh, Wilta, oh my God, you went on Tinder? I'm like, yeah, because at the end of the day, like, I feel that when you're on these dating apps, like, you give it the value. Like, if you want to be on a dating app to hoe around, that's on you, then you're using it to hoe around. If you want to be on a dating app to network, you can. There's so much networking in these dating apps that I'm like, oh, so you hustling about being a mechanic and doing XYZ. Good for you. You go. You know what I'm saying? And then if you want to, you know, be like me, where I can find someone, get to know someone, and it really doesn't have to be a one night stand type of thing, then yes, I applaud Tinder and I applaud all of the apps. So I feel that you're the one that gives it like the value, you know, if you don't want to be on there and, you know, get, you know, the whole DTF, you know, or the BDEs, how Kim Kardashian was saying on one of her episodes, then, you know, then don't portray that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I really like the dating apps because I love the talking stage. Like, I love to just listen, you know, have people write me. Sometimes they'll send videos and stuff like that and, you know, sliding through my DMs. And I'm really all for the talking stage. Like, I feel that I can wean out the people that I don't want to deal with through talking, right? But then I'm like, am I being too picky when I'm weaning them out? Like, what is it? Like, what's going on? So in this era that I'm living in, it's like, am I ever going to get married? Like, am I ever going to find someone? And then, yes, you know, there's times that I humble myself down in the sense where I'm like, calm down, Awilda, get yourself together. You're going to be fine. You're single because that's just the way that you have to be single right now. And if it's meant for you, someone good will come along, you know. And then I put myself on these, like, I put myself out there because before I never put myself out there. Like, the years of my 20s, when I should have been dating and living my best life, I really wasn't, guys. I was working. I was in school. I was singing because I was pursuing my passion. And I was just, like, not in the dating scene, you know? So now in my 30s, I'm like, okay, what happened? Got it. I slept through my 20s. So now in my 30s, like, what's there? So then it's like a lot of the guys that are into me are younger than me, which, you know, at the end of the day, age is nothing but a number. But when does age really matter? Because I have menores trying to holler at me. Menores means youngins. And like youngs trying to holler at me. And I'm not going to be rude or anything, right? Because again, age is nothing but a number. But like, when does it make sense, you know? So it's like I'm in this zone where I feel like I know the right and wrong answer, but it's like I'm living through it and I'm going through it. And I just want to know who else out there is going through this dating cycle that is single in the year 2022, you know? I've done church apps too, guys. And I'm just like, what? No, got it. XX. I've done a few blind dates. And it's just like, you know what? It truly is at the end of the day, let it be and let God, and things will come and happen. But then it's like, I also think like, am I shutting it out? Like, am I shutting myself out? I'm really focused on work. And you know, I barely have a social life because I'm really in a moment where I want to leave, you know, I want to leave like a mark on the world with my job and my motivation. And you know, like, I'm building my brand, so I don't think I need to stop building my brand to make time for social, but I feel that I balance it as much as I could. But anyways, if you're still on and you're still listening to me rant on about being single in 2022, it's like I'm gonna write a book, because I want all of you to know that in 2019, I did this whole Tinder date and I went on 27 Tinder dates. They were all like coffee and lunches, a few were dinner, a few were hangouts at the beach, a few were hangouts at a restaurant for like lunch and stuff. But I got stories, and which is why if in 2019 I did these Tinder dates, and here we are today, 2022, single, right? Ready to get it together. Hey guys, just drop a comment. Just drop some love. Drop some knowledge. Hit me up. Write us on your questions. And, you know, just let's talk about this. Like, let's talk about dating in 2022. Stay tuned for the next episode where I'm going to bring a few people to talk about this. I'm going to bring someone married. I'm going to bring someone single. And I'm going to bring someone that might just be in the middle. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic and amazing rest of your day. And be safe. Spread love. Be kind. Spread joy. And talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned. Bye.